You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
On WABC, and I'm so happy to be back here in 2018. This is the very first show in 2018, and we're here to take your phone calls about cosmetic surgery, about skincare, about what you look like. That's what this show is all about. This is the show about wrinkles. This is the show about jowls. This is the show about large noses or small breasts or maybe fat around the hips. That's what this is. And I'm your host, board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry. So tonight we're going to be talking about some interesting things in cosmetic surgery. We're going to be talking about breast implants and some a little disturbing news about breast implants you might have seen on the news this week. We're going to talk about some potential problems, and I'm going to try and allay your fears about breast implants. We're also going to be talking about skincare. That's one of my favorite topics. And we're going to take your phone calls, and I also want to talk about chin implants, something new in the chin implant world, and I'm sure you're on the edge of your seats waiting for this one. The phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC, and the phone call is free anywhere in the continental United States. And here we are in the northeast United States. We're in the big chill now. I think it's going to be like 3 degrees tonight. Can you imagine that? 3 degrees. I spent the last 2 weeks in California, and I complained when it got into the 60s. Ah, and now we're back. We're back in the east, and we're in this polar vortex or whatever we want to call it. All right, I'm your host. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I've been doing this show for well over 12 years now on various radio stations. When they kick me out of one, I go to the next. Now, that's not what happens. But I'm more than happy to be here on every Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, as I have been for 12-something years, to answer your phone calls, answer your questions. Tonight, by the way, we're going to be giving away Daytime. Daytime is the skin protector. It is still important to have protection during the winter. Yes, it is. A lot of people think sunscreen only for the summer. But Daytime is a lot more than just a sunscreen. Daytime is a skin protector. It's got niacin. It's got pantothenic acid. Those are two B vitamins, and they strengthen the barrier function of your skin. What is a barrier? Very complex subject, but I'm going to try and simplify it. It keeps the good things in and keeps the bad things out. That's all you have to know about it. If your barrier is broken, if it's disrupted, then all sorts of bad things happen. Your skin looks bad. It gets a little bit swollen, a little bit red. There are illnesses or conditions that are associated with poor barrier, skin barriers, atopic dermatitis, things like that, eczema, things of that nature. And if you have a good, strong barrier, you're more likely to have healthy-looking skin. So that's what Daytime is all about. We're giving bottles away this evening. So the phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. All right, we've got Nancy on the line. Nancy, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Hi, Dr. Perry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Could you explain photo regeneration and rejuvenation, I mean, and what you think of it?
Photo rejuvenation. Now, are you talking about IPL? What exactly are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, that makes two of us. No, but give
I
it
heard
a try.
The term, and a cousin of mine was telling me about it, and I didn't catch what she was saying, so I told her about you, and she asked me if I could call you and just see what you think about it.
Okay, so you know, there are different technologies out there that purport to rejuvenate the skin. So we talk about skin creams, that's one of the techniques. We talk about peels, that's another technique. And we talk about lasers, that's another technique. And then we also talk about light energy, just plain old light or intense light. Intense pulse light is called IPL. That's the abbreviation for it, IPL. And that may be what you're talking about.
Maybe.
It's hard to know. But if you get a specific, if you research this with your cousin or your friend, if you research this and come back with a specific machine, I'd be happy to talk about it. If you want to email me during the week, it's Dr. Perry. That's DRPERRY at drperrys.com. Email me. I'll look into it. We'll talk about it next week. I don't want to shoot from the hip about a broad term because there are so many different devices out there. So
right.
I'm more than happy to do that. So find out exactly what you want to talk about. I'm here for you, and let's talk about it next week on the show.
Okay.
All right, Nancy?
Yes, thank you,
great.
Doctor.
All right, thanks. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the show about photo rejuvenation. What is photo rejuvenation? We're going to talk about that next weekend. You know, there are a million different devices out there. There really are. There are so many. It's daunting for plastic surgeons, and it is impossible for you as a consumer, as a potential patient, to understand which of these devices does something and which it does nothing. For instance, there are these devices that, and this may be what Nancy was talking about, that have LED lights. So you know what LEDs are. You put them in your house now. Well, there are these red, green, and I believe it's red, green, and blue LED lights that are supposed to, you're supposed to shine them on your skin and see magic results. Magic results. What kind of magic results? More even complexion. Some of these devices say that you'll lose weight. A lot of, I won't use the terminology because this is a radio station and they ban those terms. but seriously, there's a lot of devices in there out there that simply don't do what they say they're supposed to do. And you know, you wonder why does the FDA not crack down on these different companies? And my theory about why that is because the FDA has such a tremendous responsibility to protect the nation's food supply and drug supply and approve new drugs and approve medical devices that are life-saving or life-threatening, so that when it comes to skin care and these little devices that emit light or magnetism or something like that, if they don't hurt you, I think they just leave them alone for now, because the worst thing that happens is you lose your money. But I like to talk about machines and procedures and treatments that really work, and that's what this show is all about. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, where the phone number is 800-848-9222. So let's talk a little bit about chin implants. You know, chin implants have been around for decades, many decades. So if you have a small chin, a lot of people call that a weak chin, and whether you're a man or a woman, a strong chin is considered a good feature. Now, if you've got too big a chin, like, let's say, Jay Leno, you know, that's also considered okay, a lot better to have a big chin than a small chin, because there are these subtle messages that a small chin gives to other people. You know, right or wrong, this is just the way it is. There are so many wrongs out there when people make judgments about your appearance, but, you know, this is the world we're in, and so that's why... I'm adjusting my machine here according to the my friend, the engineer. So that's why plastic surgeons are interested in helping you with all these different things. I'll tell you what, Mike, if you want to go to commercial early, we'll try and work on the technology just for a minute. You want to do that? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. We'll be right back.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating Clean Time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Know why you see logos everywhere? Because they work. They drive customers, build brands, and grow businesses. And now, putting your logo to work has never been easier, because 4imprint has perfected the art of putting logos on the right promotional items for maximum impact. And because they're giving away the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free to everyone who texts TEAM to 88988. They'll make your logo look impeccable on your choice of thousands of items with free art assistance. Everything from pens, caps, and t-shirts to hot tech. High-quality items people want to hang on to forever, keeping your brand top of mind always. With customer service that's second to none and 100% satisfaction guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Put your logo to work. Get the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free by texting TEAM to 88988. That's T-E-A-M to 88988.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed?
Because I try to do everything I can to be around, for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
And I'm back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. We're back. And hopefully the signal's better now. You know, with this radio equipment, it is expanding. The types of equipment are really amazing. You can actually broadcast a radio show from your car with a battery-powered device. It's really absolutely amazing now. However, just got a new device, and apparently Mike says wasn't working real well. So we're back now with the old one. We'll figure all this out, but not on your time. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. The phone number 800-848-9222, and hopefully this is a better listening experience for you. 800-848-9222. So we were talking about chin implants just for a moment there, and we really didn't get into the meat of the discussion, but we were talking about small chins and the perception of people who have a small chin. One of the simplest operations in all of cosmetic surgery is a chin implant. It really is. It's been around for a long time, 30-something years, 40 years. There's been all sorts of different devices. Silicone has been used. Silicone, it's called. Silicone is a type of plastic that uses silicone. There's been Teflon chin implants. There's been Gore-Tex chin implants. There's a new one that's polyethylene, not yet in the United States, to my knowledge, but it is out there in Europe. But there was a study done that was just published in this week's Aesthetic Surgery Journal. I'm sure you all read that. And it was a really very interesting study, and it used brand new technology, three-dimensional CAT scans. Well, they've been around for 20-something years, but not in the way they're using them now. So what this three-dimensional CAT scan is useful for is we generate a three-dimensional image, an actual bone of your chin, made by a scanner and a 3D printer. And then we take that exact image of your chin and we carve an implant. First of all, the companies in the future will actually make an implant that matches the contour of your bone, but for the time being, we'll be carving these implants sterilely in the operating room with your sterile image. It's really quite spectacular. So the way it works today is we take a silicone implant out of a box. There's about, 100 different varieties. We've got the Michael Jackson variety that is really wide, right? Gives you a real square chin. Or we have just the little button one that gives you a little projection of your chin. And in a consultation, you and I figure out just what kind of a chin implant you are going to have and how many millimeters of projection of your chin you might want. That's how we do it. And we do a simulation with a computer to try and show you what you'd look like with a bigger chin, a stronger chin. And sometimes we do this operation in conjunction with liposuction of the neck, and it really does change the contour of your face. And it's one of the big bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery. So in the future, it's not quite here yet, we're going to be doing these three-dimensional CTs, and then we'll be carving implants based on that. Now, maybe we'll do it, maybe we won't, and the reason we might not is cost, because it's wonderful to have these techniques, but if we have to do one of these 3D CT scans and add, let's say, $1,500 to your bill for that, and another $1,500 for the custom-made device, we take an operation that was relatively inexpensive and we turn it into something that's pretty expensive. So it's one of the challenges of medicine. As we go forward in medicine, there are so many advances out there, but there's a price tag associated with them. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops in the United States, whether or not much less expensive devices and CT scanners and things come out. But the chin implant is, it's perched to make a comeback, I think, this year. You know, I've done a lot of chin implants. I think it's a great operation. By the way we do it is either under local anesthesia or general anesthesia or local with sedation. We make an incision under the chin. Can be done from inside your mouth, but I and most plastic surgeons feel that the external incision works better. It's a hard to see scar under your chin, and it gives you great advantages. Well, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We've got a great guest on the line. Dr. Stephen Brandt is the chief of the Division of GI, Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, Robert Wood Johnson Medical School in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And we're going to talk about inflammatory bowel disease tonight with Dr. Brandt. Inflammatory bowel disease is a disease, and it's an inflammation of the digestive tract. And there are two different types of inflammatory bowel diseases, and Dr. Brandt is going to be talking all about it. But I just want to say that Dr. Brandt is a new physician at Robert Wood Johnson, and he comes to us from Johns Hopkins, where he was a full professor, and he was a chief of inflammatory bowel disease. And I'm so proud of Robert Wood Johnson having attracted doctors of the quality of Dr. Brandt. So I hope I didn't embarrass you. Are you there, Dr. Brandt?
Yes, I'm here. How are you this evening?
I am very good, and I want to thank you for taking time in your Saturday evening, and welcome to New Jersey.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, and it's been great moving here.
Great. Well, we're talking about inflammatory bowel disease tonight, so why don't you tell us, what are the symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease for listeners that... This station reaches Baltimore, by the way, so some of your old patients might be listening to you here also. But go ahead, tell us about inflammatory bowel disease.
So inflammatory bowel disease is a disease of chronic inflammation of the gastrointestinal tract. The symptoms may vary depending on the severity of inflammation and where the inflammation may occur. They range from mild to severe. And people will tend to have periods of active illness followed by periods of remission. And what we hope to do with medications and other treatments is to get sustained remission in patients. There's no known cures of inflammatory bowel disease, although ulcerative colitis could be cured by removing the whole colon, which we do everything to try to avoid. So there's two main types of inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, and they're of about equal frequency, and often both can run in families. They both have symptoms of diarrhea, abdominal pain and cramping, fatigue, blood in the stool, reduced appetite and unintended weight loss, and up to about a third of people actually have accompanying inflammation outside of the intestines, most commonly the joints causing arthritis, red bumps or ulcers in the skin, and eye inflammation in the forms of what's known as iritis or uveitis. Also, rarely patients may get inflammation in the liver, known as primary sclerosing cholangitis.
All right. So the symptoms that you've described for inflammatory bowel disease, they're so common. How many people go to a restaurant and that evening have diarrhea? Unfortunately, we hope not, but it happens. And vague abdominal pain and cramping and even a little blood in the stool every now and then, usually from a hemorrhoid or something. But how does someone know? How does someone know when the symptoms that they're experiencing are important enough to go see someone like you?
So, inflammatory bowel disease is a chronic disease. A one-time bad episode of diarrhea that occurs twice a year is not going to be inflammatory bowel disease, which I'll also refer to as IBD. But IBD is when the symptoms continue to occur, and so you're having stools that are persistently more loose, and or you have accompanying symptoms of bloody stools that are continuous, or you have persistent abdominal pain, and people often notice fatigue and weight loss. Now, IBD can be confused with IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, which is not inflammation of the intestine, but is what we refer to as a dysmotility or abnormal motion of the intestine. Basically, intestines are moving too quickly or moving slowly, causing loose stools or constipation or abdominal pain. But in IBD, there's actual inflammation, almost like an infection of the body, and so people will tend to have weight loss, fatigue, and more general type of symptoms that are persistent.
All right, so that kind of distinguishes between the periodic, the every now and then diarrhea and problem, to the chronic issue that people have with inflammatory bowel disease. So now what are the causes of it?
So the exact causes are unknown. We know it's due to abnormal regulation of the intestinal immune system. We have our immune system to keep us safe from microbes. That's what immunity is. However, in IBD, the immune system is chronically activated to attack the intestine despite the absence of any known infections. What triggers the activation is unknown. We know that it's a disease of developed countries, and it has been rapidly increasing in countries like China, where they've had rapid development, and 30 years ago was almost unknown. Also, genetics plays a role. There's been over 200 gene regions that I have been involved in with others in discovering that increase susceptibility to IBD, and many of these genes are those that influence how the immune system responds to microbes in the intestine. Now, if you have a family history of IBD, you're about tenfold at increased risk for having either Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis.
All right, my guest this evening is Dr. Stephen Brent. He is the Chief of Gastroenterology at the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School in New Brunswick, New Jersey, part of Rutgers now, and Chief of GI at the hospital, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. We're talking about inflammatory bowel disease this evening. And so now, if someone has these symptoms, goes to you, gets it diagnosed, they've got Crohn's disease, for instance, what's the treatment? Is it medicine? Is it surgery? What do you do?
So the initial treatment is medication. And Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis tend to be treated a little bit differently. First, we may try intermittent steroids like prednisone or increasingly what's known as budesonide, which is also used in asthma. Budesonide is also used in skin conditions, but budesonide is more poorly absorbed steroid that doesn't give you as great side effects as systemic steroids. But unfortunately, patients often need systemic steroids, which is mainly in the form of prednisone. Now, another medication that's used is mesalamine, and there's many different forms of this, and this medication tends to have very few side effects, and unlike prednisone, is not immune suppressing. But and it's a mainstay of treatment for ulcerative colitis, and every patient with ulcerative colitis should be tried on mesalamine if at all possible. Antibiotics can help Crohn's disease, but usually it's not used in sustained fashion. Most people that with Crohn's disease will eventually need chronic immune suppression from long-acting immune suppressing medications, which we refer to as biologics, or immunomodulators, which are pills that suppress the immune system. Half patients with Crohn's disease will need surgery to remove part of the intestines that are involved, and about one in the five patients with ulcerative colitis, 20%, may unfortunately need the whole colon removed to control the disease or to control complications.
All right. Well, I wish we had more time to talk about this. It is a interesting subject. It's an important subject. My guest this evening has been Dr. Stephen Brandt, the chief of the Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology, that's the liver, at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. If you want more information about this issue, this condition, you can dial 888-MDRWJUH. That's the number to make an appointment with a gastroenterologist or Dr. Brandt. 888-MDRWJUH. And you can go to the website, www.rwjuh.edu. Dr. Brandt, thanks so much for taking time this evening. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll see you. Stick around. We've got a half an hour left.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed.
Because I try to do everything I can to be around for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top five heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Every Sunday night at 9:30, Thump Local helps untangle the web in digital marketing.
Hey, we're Thump Local, the digital marketing people. We have faces for radio, voices for silent films, and we are untangling the web of digital marketing and offering valuable business insights in our own unique way, Sunday nights at 9:30. Don't want to miss our hot new program, Thump Local, Sunday night at 9:30 p.m.
That's Thump Local, every Sunday night at 9:30.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir. Usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir. Just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed. I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
I already spread the word, sir. And...
naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score.
If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Don't miss a mind-bending evening of entertainment with the world-renowned Oz Perlman. iPic Theaters has announced the 2018 launch of his live interactive mentalism and mind-reading show, Truth Be Told, at iPic Fulton Market in the Seaport District. If you have seen him dazzle on the Today Show, America's Got Talent, or Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, you understand a unique and incredible experience like this can't be missed. This is a limited engagement in New York City, so reserve your seats today at iPic.com/truthbetold to learn more.
What's your wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry?
What is your wrinkle? Isn't that great music, the X-Files music? And it's back again. I'm sure you're all watching the X-Files. I love the show. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle, the show about you, about your wrinkles, and about your appearance. The phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. WABC, give us a call. And before we get into Paul, stay on the line before we get into Paul's call, I wanted to plug Bobby Fallon again. Bobby Fallon is that great realtor in Highland Falls, New York. Bobby Fallon's Carousel of Homes. You know, this is a tough time of year to sell a home, isn't it? Because it's freezing out and, you know, it's hard to look at different houses. But if you get the opportunity to go up to Highland Falls, New York, 50 miles north of the Hudson River. It's actually quite beautiful this time of year. You see the frozen Hudson, people skating across. Actually, they're not skating across the Hudson up there. But it's a beautiful sight. And Bobby has all sorts of properties, including 173 Main Street, which is a beautiful property with two different apartments and an office. And it's on the market for $389,000. I like to say that it is less than any studio in Manhattan. Just about. I mean, I suppose you could find one on a sixth floor walk up that's 350 square feet. I suppose you could find that in New York. But how about getting a two bedroom, a one bedroom, and an office or another building that can be made into a rental apartment all in one for $389,000. Really amazing. Give Bobby Fallon a call. Her phone number in Highland Falls, New York is 845-446-2238. 845-446-2238. Ask her about the property at 173 Main Street in Highland Falls. Paul, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Hi, Dr. Perry. I'm 79 and recently lost intentionally about 10 or 12 pounds. I finally looked in the mirror, and I've got wrinkles, big fist-sized wrinkles in the waist area, on the back of my legs, and, you know, I want to find out how to tighten those up.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Paul. Congratulations on losing the weight, and I hope it was intentional and it just didn't come off. I always worry when people tell me, you know, I lost all this weight, I didn't even try. That's when you need to see your internist. But if you tried, that's a good thing. You know, if you were 48, Paul, I'd say, you know, there's things we could do for you. There's tummy tucks and thigh lifts and all sorts of things that could be done. There's body lifts. I did a body lift on the Dr. Oz show a few years ago. A woman had lost 100-something pounds, and she was a very healthy woman. But here's the thing, Paul. You're 78 years old. Do you have any illnesses?
Lymphoma, but it's kind of in check.
Okay. So, you know, that's a serious thing, and it's good that it's in check. But here's what happens. As you get older, your chance of a problem with surgery increases significantly. It's almost a linear relationship from about age 30 on. With each year, there's a little bit more risk. And by the time you hit 70, actually you said 79, there's significant risk in doing big surgery. Now, listen, if you need your gallbladder out in the middle of the night, you have to take the risks. That's all there is to it, because otherwise you would die. But if you're talking about having cosmetic surgery, the type that we're talking about is pretty big surgery. Even, let's say, a tummy tuck. That's a big deal for a 79-year-old, and I personally do not recommend that. And I would turn you down if you came to my office, because I need to protect you from making a bad decision, and a bad decision that could result in a blood clot in your leg or a heart attack or even worse. So now the question is there a non-invasive device that can tighten your skin? That would be a nice thing, because even at 79 with lymphoma, you might be able to look better. But you know what? Unfortunately, I'm not convinced that that machine exists. There are certainly advertisements for different machines that can tighten or allegedly can tighten your skin, but none to the degree that you would be happy. Ulthera can tighten your skin a little tiny bit, but that's really for crepey skin as opposed to hanging skin. So here's the deal, Paul. I think I'm going to tell you like it is. If you search hard enough for a plastic surgeon, you'll find someone willing to do a procedure on you. But that's not in your best interest, Paul. In your best interest, it's be happy that you are 79, and be happy that you're in relatively good health and your lymphoma is in check, and sit back. And my advice is not to do anything. Sorry about that. All right?
Well, thank you for the advice. Appreciate it.
All right. Happy New Year to you. You know, one of the hardest things I have to do is to tell people that it's not in their interest to have surgery. Everybody who schedules a consultation wants to have something done. But, you know, my chief used to say that, you know, a plastic surgeon is not like a bus. Everybody with a token doesn't hop on, because you might not be a good candidate for all sorts of reasons. You might have medical issues, heart disease or something like that, or you might be not suited psychologically for surgery. You know, and it's the job of the surgeon. It is the onus is on me as the plastic surgeon to tell you that and to tell it to you straight, and not to just go ahead and say, okay, everybody in the office gets operated on. That's wrong. So every good plastic surgeon who is well-trained and really wants to work for his or her patients will turn down a fair number of patients. And sometimes that doesn't make you happy, because everybody wants to look better, and everybody wants, if you come to the plastic surgeon, you want the procedure. But, we certainly don't want to hurt people. And I have had people come to me, and they've had heart disease, and they say, look, I'll take the risk. No. We're not going to do that. You know, and no matter what, you can't sign away, your risk. You have to be handled appropriately and treated like a human being, and not like just someone, like a number that comes into the office. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. And this is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. Once again, the phone number, 800-848-9222. So, a serious subject. This week, there was an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology Division. So, JAMA Oncology. And it talked about breast implants and the risk of what's called, it's a big word here, anaplastic large cell lymphoma of the breast. So now this is a very serious thing, and we're learning in the last couple of years that in very, very rare instances, breast implants can actually cause a type of cancer. Now, if you've got breast implants in, don't freak out, because the risk is so low. The risk is somewhere in the area of 1 in maybe 30,000 or a lot less than that, because it's very difficult for them, for plastic surgeons and scientists, to study this information. But there are, in this particular study that was published in JAMA this week, there were 32 patients identified with this particular lymphoma. Now, well, what is a lymphoma? That's a cancer. Our last caller just said he's got lymphoma or had lymphoma. This is a very specific type that occurs in the scar tissue, the capsule around breast implants. And it is very rare. It occurs somewhere between the average person who gets it, about 8 to 10 years after having an implant put in, almost always in textured implants as opposed to smooth implants. So it is something you need to know about as a patient if you're having cosmetic surgery, if you're having a breast augmentation or breast reconstruction. But you also have to know that it's an extremely, the chance of getting this is very, very low. And heaven forbid, if you do get it, what are the symptoms? It's swelling of one breast many years after the surgery. So you have a good result with a breast augmentation. You go about your business, and 10 years later, all of a sudden you look at your breasts, and one is bigger than the other. And you need to take this seriously. Go back to your plastic surgeon. The way this is diagnosed is a needle is put in, usually by a radiologist, by the way, to get some of the fluid, and then they look under the microscope at the fluid. And if you happen to have this condition, the implants are taken out and the capsules are taken out, and usually that's all that's necessary. What's a capsule? That's the scar tissue around the implant. Usually that's all that's necessary. There are only a couple people that they've found where it's spread to lymph nodes, and those people needed more treatment. So the same time this article came out in JAMA, in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, and I think this was a coincidence, they published a big paper, just was published a couple days ago, on the risks of breast implants also. So now we've got two articles in the same week, but the plastic surgery one talked all about risk. In addition to just the risk of getting the lymphoma, they kind of tried to put it in perspective. And so let's talk about these implants. Now, we can have textured implants or smooth implants. There's different types of breast implants out there. There's saline implants. Those are silicone with salt water inside them. There's the old gel ones, which I don't use anymore. And then there are the gummy bear implants. But they're all made of silicone. And of those, there are ones that are smooth and ones that are textured. In my book, which is called Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, the largest chapter in the book is on breast augmentation. It's a big subject, and the breast implant story is big and now getting bigger because of this issue. So we're going to take a small break, short break. Stay with me. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be right back.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Know why you see logos everywhere? Because they work. They drive customers, build brands, and grow businesses. And now, putting your logo to work has never been easier, because 4 Imprint has perfected the art of putting logos on the right promotional items for maximum impact. And because they're giving away the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free to everyone who texts TEAM to 88988. They'll make your logo look impeccable on your choice of thousands of items with free art assistance. Everything from pens, caps, and t-shirts to hot tech. High-quality items people want to hang on to forever, keeping your brand top of mind always. With customer service that's second to none and 100% satisfaction guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Put your logo to work. Get the ultimate guide to promotional products absolutely free by texting TEAM to 88988. That's T-E-A-M to 88988.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating Clean Time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
What is your wrinkle? You know, a few minutes ago, we had a call from a 79-year-old man who wanted to talk about body contouring surgery because he lost weight. And I just got an email during the break, and someone was a little irate. What do you mean you won't operate on a 79-year-old? Now, it all depends on what surgery you're interested in. So if you are interested in your eyelids, you have sagging eyelids, and you're 79 years old and healthy, of course you can have that kind of procedure as long as you're cleared by your internist. And by the way, I get an exercise stress test pretty much on everybody over the age of 60. So it's a whole different thing if you have an eyelid lift or a facelift. 79 years old, that's still okay. I think the oldest person I did a facelift on, either 81 or 83, if I recall. And, you know, she did just fine. And so eyelids, probably 78, 79 years old. That's the oldest. And, you know, if you're healthy, no issue. But it's a whole different thing when you're having bigger surgery, body contouring surgery, which has a much higher complication rate of things like bleeding and blood clots in the leg and problems with your heart if you're older. So that's the point of that. So don't misunderstand me. All right, Jill, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle? I know you wanted to talk about breast implants, so we're going to integrate into this discussion, I think, with the implants. Go ahead, Jill.
Okay, hello, Dr. Perry. Thank you for taking my call. Breast cancer, so I had to have reconstructive surgery, and I had the implants, and I got the textured ones because I was told, you know, there was a risk of lymphoma, but I had ones called Mentor Anatomic.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard them? That they were not,
of course, yes.
That they have not, they in particular have not been associated with lymphoma. Do you know if that's
okay,
correct,
so,
or have you heard that?
Well, I believe that Mentor is from the Johnson & Johnson company. They own Mentor now. And right now there are two implant companies in the United States, the other one being Allergan, the Botox people. There's a third one that's taking a yep, they're taking a leave of absence. The third one, Sientra, and I think they're coming back real soon with their implants. They were taken off the market for, oh, it's a long story. But anyway, so there are two companies right now, Mentor and Allergan. And I do believe that every implant has been associated with this lymphoma, the textured ones. I don't think they've identified it in the smooth implants yet. I think something like 85% of the lymphomas were with the Allergan implants. But there have been some, to my knowledge, with the Mentor implant. But I want to put this in perspective for you. So in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, they talked about the risks associated with this. Now, they found 258 cases of lymphoma around the world, as opposed to the JAMA article, which was significantly less, only a few dozen cases. So there's disagreement in just how many cases there are. They did say that most of those were textured. I think in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, they did have some cases in smooth implants, but I'm not positive about that. They used the term mostly textured. They did talk about the risks. Now, you had breast cancer. I hope you're doing very well with that. One in eight women. One in eight women get breast cancer in their lifetime. So if we put things into risk perspective, Go ahead.
I've had brain cancer too. So how many women in eight have had breast cancer and brain cancer and can still do 50 push-ups and chin-ups and walk on their hands? Thank you very much.
That's good. That's good. Was that a primary brain cancer or spread of the breast cancer?
No, it was primary. It was 8 years ago, and it was primary astrocytoma.
Wow.
Had nothing to do with it. I was just lucky that I got something unrelated.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. That's really something. Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit about risk, though. So they now say that the risk of lymphoma with the breast implants is something in the area of 1 in 30,000. The risk of the lymphoma, if you get it in the breast, of its spreading is 1 in 250,000. Oh. And the risk of this lymphoma becoming a life-threatening problem, 1 in 500,000. So we're talking about a very, very low risk. And, you know, I guess the point of it is if you take into consideration the chance of you dying during your lifetime of a car accident is 1 in 645. Isn't that amazing? That's what it is, 1 in 645.
Thank you so much. You have relieved attention on top of my cancers and everything of the fear of this, and you've helped me so much. So thank you so much. You're a genius.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. And, you know, I don't want women to be afraid of this or getting implants. These are very, very rare things. You know, look, you hear about people going swimming in Florida and getting amoeba in their brain and dying.
Right.
You know, I mean, terrible thing. You know, there are snakes in toilets out there, for God's sake. You know, I don't mean to belittle this, but... Well, we want to put it in perspective, and there are millions and millions of women with breast implants in all different types, and the chance of something like this happening is not high. It's just not high. No one is telling women to have their implants taken out. If you have a change in the appearance of your breasts, particularly if there's one side swells, you know, you see a noticeable change, you just need to go to your doctor. And you don't go to your doctor next month. You go to your doctor this week.
Sloan Kettering, so. I have my own seats, my own locker, everything.
Oh. Well, boy. Well, you know, I guess it's the club that no one wants to join, right? But I'm glad that you are doing well. And, Jill,
and
you know, my
you
best wishes to you.
I listen to you all the time, and you're wonderful. Really.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I hope you stay healthy. And congratulations on beating two cancers. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So you're very welcome. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. This is the show about you, the show about what you look like, and the show about wrinkles. And one of the more common procedures that I do almost every single day in my office, I'm doing wrinkle filler. And it's actually become quite an interesting field because it started out back in the old days with collagen. You know, remember collagen? No one uses collagen anymore. In fact, it's not on the market. But it was the very first wrinkle filler. And I reluctantly did collagen. The reason I didn't like collagen is because it didn't last long. And some people who got it repeatedly, it only lasted a few weeks. Can you imagine going in for injections and having the result last only a couple weeks? So it was a great thing when Restylane was FDA approved in 2003. That was the first hyaluronic acid. And a lot of people say, I don't want chemicals in my body. It's hyaluronic acid. It's already in your body. Hyaluronic acid is one of the natural, normal constituents of your skin. And so when we put it in your wrinkles, we can really do some remarkable things with this hyaluronic acid, and that's my preferred wrinkle filler. Now, it comes under different names. There's the Juvederm family. There's the Restylane family. There's the Bellotero family, and many, many others, by the way, that are more minor players in the market. They've got in common the hyaluronic acid. Now, there are others. There's Radius, which is calcium hydroxylapatite, and there's Sculptra. And there's one called Artifil, which changed its name to Bellafil, which I don't like because it's got a plastic material in it, and I don't think it's a good idea to inject plastic into your body, but that's a whole different discussion. So there's all these different fillers out there, and they have different reasons, different uses. So I've gone back to using Bellotero, for instance,
in the eyelids. So the grooves under the eyelid, we use something like Bellotero. We use Voluma to enhance the cheekbones and the chin. We were talking about chin implants before. Some of you might not like surgery. I don't know why. It's so much fun. But there are ways to do chin implants without making incisions. We can use the filler. It won't last forever. It might last about a year or so. We won't get quite the result that we would get with a nice silicone chin implant, but if you're not interested in going under the knife and having a recovery, you can have an injection of something like Voluma, or another one is Restylane Lift. There's all these different fillers out there. It's an exciting time in plastic surgery because we've got so many different non-invasive techniques. And way back when I finished my residency at the University of Chicago in 1987, there was one filler. That was collagen. And if you wanted facial rejuvenation, you had a facelift, or you had an eyelid lift, or you had the deep chemical peel. And that was about it. Now we have so many different things. So in a typical session, I might use 2, 3, sometimes even 4 different fillers, depending on just what it is you need. So the fine lines around the mouth, we'll use this new one called Restylane Refine. And by the way, I numb you up. I numb you up like a dentist does, because I know that the typical plastic surgeon and the typical dermatologist that does this in New York doesn't numb you up. And my patients tell me this all the time when they come to me. They say, well, I don't need this. My last doctor did not numb me up. And I say, you really do need this, because I'm going to do 300 or 400 or 500 injections, and I'm going to do it in a way so that you don't get distortion of your tissue. So next week, we'll talk a little bit more about my technique of wrinkle filler. But when that music plays, that means Mike is yanking me right out of the studio. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This has been What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. You can give me a call during the week in my New York office, 212-753-1820, or my New Jersey office, 732-422-9600. And don't forget to check me out on Facebook. We want Facebook likes and fans. Do that. We're going to talk about skincare next week also. Thanks for great engineering. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll see you all next week.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry's Skin Industries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus.